John, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Now, what messages are we hoping to get out there at the rally today?
Look, the main message is no matter what form of public transport exists in New South Wales, it's just not working, and we need to really focus on getting it fixed because not everyone can drive a car, not everyone needs to drive a car, and we rely on public transport. It's an essential service and we want it fixed.
Mm. Now, Sydney's public transport system in particular has been in the headlines for quite some time now with a lot going on, especially with the train network. What is the mood like out there among unions and communities and local action groups?
There's a bit of desperation there. It's like no matter where you look, something is going wrong. Mm. But there's hope that this can be fixed if they actually concentrate their efforts on the things that we need. At the moment, we're seeing a lot of money being poured into toll roads and things like that, and it's not the right mix of transport for our city. So there's disgruntledness out there. We want public transport to be the focus. And we want government to actually have that focus. I mean, let's face it, what's the first thing that a government agency tells us when there's a major event in our city? Leave the car at home and take public transport.
Exactly. And the public transport system here does seem to struggle quite a bit during especially those peak times. Now, you mentioned there the use of toll roads and the kind of, I guess, a lot of people having to rely on those roads to get where they need to be. You're quite a vocal opponent of WestConnex. Why is it that you think that this isn't the best solution for our city?
Look, cities are a strange place. People like to walk about, cross streets and do shopping. And those kind of activities don't lend themselves to massive amounts of cars pouring through the city. A toll road, a freeway, is designed to move people between cities. It's never designed to move people between suburbs. It just doesn't work. It creates congestion, and that is what's wrong with our roads, that congestion. Just have a think about how easier it is to move about when you have school kids on holidays. And the solution is not to put every school kid on holidays permanently, but the thing is that we have a lot less cars on the road because people aren't taking their kids to school and things like that. Mm. So if we can remove a percentage of cars off the road, the cars that don't need to be on the road, then we have less congestion and things start moving about. Now, I know the government likes to treat us as sort of very simple folk. They always break down arguments into either this or that by saying things like, well, how's a tradie going to get to work? Well, if there's less people on the road, then that tradie can get to work.
Mm, absolutely. I'm sure a lot of school kids out there though would be going, no, John, we can all go on school holidays for forever and ever and everything will be fixed. I think too that there's such a shift these days away from kids catching the bus to school. There are so many parents, I feel, dropping their kids off at school in cars these days. No one walks to school anymore or rides their bike or jumps on a bus. My mum dropped me at the bus every morning and that was how I got to school. So it's interesting to see that there has been such a shift, and I'm sure a lot of Sydneysiders are out there nodding their head going, yes, school holidays are the best. The roads are empty. It's easy to get to work. So, so are the trains as well. They're just all seem to run a little bit smoother. Now, how can the average Sydneysider get involved today? Where are we meeting? What's happening with the rally?
So the rally is starting off in Hyde Park. Mm-hmm. We're meeting up at the Archibald Fountain. So if you get there about 1:30, you can actually slot right into the march. Bring colour, bring signs, and if you haven't brought any signs or you can't bring any signs, we have a few to hand out that you're welcome to carry. There'll be a march from Hyde Park down past Macquarie Street and right round, back around Hunter Street, up Castlereagh Street, and we'll end up at Martin Place at 3 o'clock.
Fantastic.
There's speakers lined up, there's musicians lined up, and it's all about getting people out there to say, hey, this is not good enough. You need to do something about this.
Mm, absolutely. I have to ask too, I've seen some pretty fantastic videos that you've posted on social media this morning of you in a car with a Santa hat. Will that be making an appearance at the rally or those songs?
Yes, we will be there.
Oh, great. How good! What good fun. I think that's such a great way as well to get messages out there through the social media and through kind of that almost satirical look at things. So, it'll be great.
the inner west is well, not just the inner west, but Sydney is full of some amazing people, and I've met a lot of amazing people on this journey, you know, and we all try and do what we can to get a message out there to everyone to say, hey, we don't have to put up with this. You know, if we don't like it, we can do something about this. I mean, we are the unfortunate ones who put these people in the power by one way or another. So we need to be vigilant at what they're doing and say, sorry, but you're not doing your job.
Well, John, best of luck with the rally this afternoon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.